email that claims to be from HMRC, take care. It could be a criminal pretending to be us. To protect yourself, never rush to share personal information or part with your money. Learn to recognise signs of a scam, such as being put under pressure to share bank details. And if something seems fishy, report it to HMRC straight away by searching HMRC Scams on gov.uk. Protect, recognise, report.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
Morning, everyone. Wednesday, May 28th, 2025. Thanks for listening to the show. Good morning. Hope you had a good sleep. Hope you're feeling fit and raring to go. And it's Wednesday already because the bank holiday weekend. Dominic Burns got your news, sport and weather. It's exactly 7 o'clock.
From Global's newsroom, police have until this lunchtime to question a man arrested after a car hit a crowd of people at Liverpool's trophy parade. The 53-year-old is being held on suspicion of attempted murder. 50 people, including children, were injured on Bank Holiday Monday. George Sefton is the stadium announcer at Anfield.
It's such a wonderful day. I'm thinking that forevermore, when people talk about winning the Premier League in 2025, that's all people will remember, the disaster at the end of it.
Liverpool captain Virgil van Dijk says his thoughts and prayers are with everybody affected. In other news, police chiefs and MI5 are warning plans to release prisoners early could pose a threat to public safety. They also want more money for policing. The government says the most dangerous offenders will be kept off the streets, though. London's mayor has backed calls for the possession of small amounts of natural cannabis to be made legal. Sir Sadiq Khan says there's an evidence-based case for it. The King has been given a standing ovation in Canada's parliament after speaking about how the country should stay strong and free. Charles never mentioned Donald Trump, but it follows the US president suggesting the country should become America's 51st state. And a test flight for the SpaceX Starship rocket has failed for a third time in the row. It span out of control 30 minutes after launch in Texas because of fuel leaks.
Sport.
Real Betis boss Manuel Pellegrini admits Chelsea have got the bigger budget, but insists they are not favourites to win tonight's Conference League. The Spanish club face the Stamford Bridge Club in the final tonight. They play Chelsea. Pellegrino insists the determination of his players means it's far from being a David versus Goliath battle.
Well, it's very easy for me to say that Chelsea favourite, but I don't agree with that. I think that both teams will have exactly the same chance to win the game. It depends on the performance of the players. We have a player with a lot of experience also, and in 90 minutes we'll see which team played better.
And Jack Draper completed an historic day for Britain at the French Open. He beat Mathieu Bellechoux to meet the second round. He recovered from a slow start to record his first ever Roland Garros victory in four sets.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil. Get your vehicle MOT ready.
Showers for parts of England and Wales this morning. There will be some sunshine around as well. And warmer than it was yesterday. 22 degrees is the high today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Thanks, Dom.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
This morning, we have Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio, the actual Karate Kid, on the show today. Come on! Come on!
The Chris Miles Show! Radio X!
Oh my God, Jackie!
Yeah, Bracky. That's right. Bracky. That's right. One and only. Parker Chan will be on. That sounded rude. I won't be doing that again. But, cool. I've scared myself. Ah, Bracky. Should have done.
Oh my God, Jackie.
That would have freaked him.
He would, yes.
What?
Yeah,
what is that? What is that?
What?
Hey, Ralph Macchio, Karate Kid. Remember this?
Oh my God, Jackie!
No.
What is that?
Okay. Anyway, so they're on the show later. And then Tim Key is coming in. Could this guy be any later to our show? He's coming in the last half hour, which means the last 20 minutes.
See, that's unusual, but nice to have a guest after half nine, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. Breaks up the monotony and boredom of doing the show, doesn't it, Tom? Is that what you're saying?
No, but it's nice, though. It's nice, though, isn't it? I love Tim Key so much. The new film he's in is brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It is brilliant.
He's good.
I really enjoyed it.
He's good, isn't he?
He's so good, isn't it?
Let's go and hang out with Tim
King. Yeah, let's hang out with him because of his brilliant movie.
Brilliant film.
Which I really enjoyed watching.
The Ballad of Wallace Island.
Yeah. Well, Dom watched it, so I don't have to.
Watched it and loved it.
It's fine.
Absolutely loved it.
Yeah, you did.
Do you know what? I laughed and I cried.
Oh.
I did.
That's right.
Perfect, yeah.
Don't beef up.
Very poignant film and very, very funny. And Tim's awesome in it. And everyone should go and watch it. I think it's got 98% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's pretty good, isn't it?
That is good.
Very good.
When's it out, Dom?
It's out this Friday, I think.
In cinemas UK-wide?
In cinemas UK-wide this Friday.
And it's called what?
It's called The Ballad of Wallace Island.
Love that.
It's very good.
And that's starring Jackie Chan and Tim Key, yeah?
No, they're not. They couldn't make this one.
Right.
This is just Tim Key.
So Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio, are they in a different film?
They're in a different film. Different island.
Right.
They're in Karate Island.
Right. No, that's where they are. Karate Kid Legends.
Sorry, that's the one.
Ralph Macchio only got a black belt in karate like this year.
Yeah, amazing.
And you won't believe how old he is either.
It's quite depressing actually when you realise how old he is.
I don't know.
Do you not know?
No.
Well, you just wait. You wait till you see what he looks like and then find out what his age is. He's done a deal with the devil.
He doesn't age.
No shadow of a doubt about it.
What are you going to say?
What?
No shadow of a doubt.
I ain't faking it. I am telling you, Dom. No shadow of a doubt. Is it making you nervous?
Yeah.
Well, don't be nervous, you great big... What?
Favourite newsreader.
Oh, speaking of favourite newsreaders, let me get to this. We got some good text messages coming in this morning. Right. First of all, we've been talking about chocolate cigarettes this morning.
Yes.
The most boring biscuits in the world. God, this sounds like local radio.
I love
What's your favourite biscuit?
We got a text message from someone. There's no name on it. And they basically just said, rich teas are an insult. I was once fired from a job and I sent them a packet of rich tea as an insult. There's a full backstory to this.
Yeah.
I kind of want to know the full backstory, but equally, I don't need to.
Yeah.
I love the idea of sending a packet of rich tea biscuits to somebody because you deem it an insult.
Absolutely. I'm with you. The most boring biscuits ever, I think. Sorry, rich tea people.
Chocolate cigarettes are still available in the UK.
I can't believe that.
Not widely available, but you can still buy them. If anybody wants to buy us any chocolate cigarettes and send them into Dom's Letters feature.
How hilarious.
That would be brilliant. Chris, does it mean now that they make chocolate vapes? I don't know.
I'm not sure,
but that would be good.
Yeah.
And then this is a great text, which says, RE milk.
Right, yeah.
Not to be a pedant, as in pedantic, but in old school, milk delivery... Red top was semi-skimmed.
Right.
Blue was skimmed. And silver was the creamy one.
Oh, really? Okay.
And you're right, they were silver tops.
I suppose they were silver at school, weren't they? Yeah.
You're right, and that had a little bit of cream at the top, didn't it?
Yeah,
and then normal milk.
Yeah.
It's plastic supermarket bottles where red is skimmed and blue is full fat, says Rob in London. Mm. You're right, Rob. And why did they change the system? Because I'm writing, like, to
everyone
salt and vinegar
system.
Crisps are what colour?
Salt and vinegar crisps are green.
Right.
No, that's cheese and onion.
No, they're blue.
Are they?
Yeah.
Walker's cheese and onion are blue.
Yeah. Salt and vinegar are green.
Oh.
Mm.
Prawn cocktail are pink.
Yeah. Right. Ready salted are red.
Yeah, but, that's right.
But I think salt and vinegar used to be a different colour.
Yeah.
It's like when you get a system, just leave it,
leave
man.
Leave it alone, man.
Leave it, man.
Don't
mess with it, man.
Jane Liverpool says, Chris, I was poor just like you, and arrowroot biscuits are just compressed sawdust. Never again. Yeah, thin arrowroot biscuits we used to have. That was our treat. Awful.
I don't know if I've had an arrowroot biscuit.
It's just like eating... It's like eating the blank memories of a skeleton. There's just nothing to it.
Yeah.
I'm looking at them. They look like rich tea.
They're thin.
Oh, are they thinner?
Yeah. And then occasionally, Mum would lose her mind and we would get the sport biscuits.
Yeah.
Which were biscuits with stick people doing sporting activities.
Right.
So you'd be like, oh, tennis. Oh,
golf. Badminton.
Weird.
Yeah, I had them.
Very weird biscuits. I don't know if you can still get them. And then we would get nice biscuits. Or nice.
Yeah, nice or nice, I don't know.
Yeah.
Very sugary.
Boring.
Very sugary, yeah. But, and had the word nice written on them.
What were the ones in the jungle with all the animals?
Animal crackers.
Were they animal crackers? Is that what they were?
With chocolate on one side.
Yeah, chocolate on one side and biscuit on the other side. They were good.
I like them.
Yeah.
I saw a comedian tell a joke about a box of animal crackers once, and I can't remember who it was.
Was it Roy?
It could have been Tim Vine.
Right.
It could have been Joe Pasquale. And I wish I knew who it was so I could credit them. And they said they got a box of these animal crackers.
Yeah.
And they were really disappointed.
Why?
Because on the box of the animal crackers, it said, do not eat if seal is broken. And would you believe it, when they opened it up...
Yes. Very good.
Well done. You've just made the worst joke on today's show.
Also, we got a text in early this morning. It was actually why Sophie was on the air. Saying that Dominic Byrne is mentioned in this week's Radio Times.
Whoa.
And there is an interview with somebody.
I've not seen this.
And they mentioned Dominic. And the person who sent this in screen grabbed it and sent it to us.
Right.
However, they've only really just screen grabbed your mention and a little bit more. Okay. So we've no idea who the interview is with. But they love you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Gosh. What does it say?
It's top of the list there.
It says, favourite broadcasters. I've always listened to Dominic Byrne on Radio 1 and now Radio X. He's one of the people I've always looked up to.
Oh, lovely.
That's good, isn't it?
But we don't know who this is, though.
No.
That's the problem.
But they look up to you, Dom.
I mean, why would you do that? Why would you look up to me?
Maybe they're only 5 foot.
Could be.
So if anyone knows, text in, let us know what that's all about. So, Jackie Chan, Ralph Macchio and Tim Key, all on the show between now and 10 o'clock this morning.
Radio X.
Right.
Coming up, more of me, the voiceover of the show, telling you what's coming up, even though Chris may have mentioned some of it already.
I just have just then, Paul.
Actor, comedian, writer and poet Tim Key will be catching up with Chris in the studio after 9.
After 9, yeah.
Plus, at around 8:30, we'll have a chat with Ralph Macchio and Jackie Chan about Karate Kid legends. But right now, do you have a frown on your face?
No.
Because if so, Chris is turning that frown upside down with this next belt and record.
I'm fine.
The Chris Miles Show.
I'm fine, Paul.
Radio X.
All right, 12 minutes past 7. It is Wednesday. This is Radio X. I'm Chris Miles. You're going to work, and these are New Order.
I feel so extraordinary, something.
Stephanie's texting going, new order, vape break. No.
No.
Rude. I saw New Order promo True Faith at Glastonbury in 1989.
Did you?
Good Lord, it's a great song, isn't it? Hey, should we play two in a row on the Chris Moyle Show?
Go on, then.
Just to keep Matt Davison happy, because he loves it when I play. He literally, can I say the word orgasm on Breakfast Radio?
No.
He literally has an orgasm when I play two in a row. It's not like a yogurt or something.
Hanging out behind the club on the weekend. Hacking stupid, getting drunk with my best friends. I couldn't wait for the summer and the warm tour. I remember it's the first time that I saw her there. She'll always be there. She took my hand and I made it, I swear. Because I fell in love with a girl at the rock show. She said what? And I told her that I'm feeling dumb. She's so cool that I'm sneaking through her window. Everything's better when she's around. Can I tell the birds go out of town? I fell in love with a girl at the rock show. Without a purpose or direction, we don't know anyone. Explanation. I fell in love with a girl at the rock show. She said what? And I told her that I didn't know. She's so cold that I'm sneaking through her window. Everything's better when she's around. Can't wait till the parents go out of town. I fell in love with a girl at the rock show. Black and white picture of her on my wall. I waited for her call. She always kept me waiting.
It's a rock show at Radio X. I just said that was for Davo, but we think Davo is off this week.
Oh, right, yeah. Could
yeah,
be.
Yeah, he's gone to the
half term this week.
So he's probably not listening. We do whatever we want.
Yeah, we can.
Remind me, I'll test that theory later.
Right.
Yeah, I'll play a bit of Nick Kershaw or Five Star or Howard Jones something. And if he doesn't text me within 60 seconds,
absolutely,
he won't be listening, which means we can get away with murder. To go.
We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyle Show.
Don't go anywhere now.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With Škoda. It's time to explore electric.
Radio X.
This is Radio X.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cooked my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the little dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their range antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
Are you tired of asking the big questions like, what's the meaning of life? Does God even exist? And how much swearing can you fit into a West End musical? You're in luck. The Book of Mormon has the answers. Well, to one of them at least. See the show that the Daily Mail calls Outrageously Profane with a Beautiful Heart. The Book of Mormon might not answer all of life's great questions, but it's the funniest, most outrageous show to ever hit the West End. Tickets on sale now at thebookofmormonmusical.com.
Summer's heating up with People's Postcode Lottery, because in our June draws, you could win a share of £17.8 million. Could a big summertime win land in your postcode? Sign up before midnight on the 31st of May and find out. A share of £17.8 million could be yours, but only if your door is in the draw. People's Postcode Lottery manage lotteries on behalf of good causes. 18 plus conditions apply. Play responsibly. Not available in Northern Ireland.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan.
This afternoon from 4.
Morning, Moylesy! On today's 4 till 7, bang, we declare amnesty for anyone who's made a U-turn recently. Plus, never mind the rise of the machine, we bring you techies! The 4 till 7 thing. From 4 till 7, it's a thang.
Get the latest travel info
at radiox.co.uk.
With Little Plus Fruity Super Spin, simply shop and spin to win a free fresh fruit coupon with every shop. Download the Little Plus app to get by switching to the Retail Industry Awards Fresh Produce Retailer of the Year. 18 plus GB residents, various prizes available, subject to availability. Ends 4th of the 6/25. Full T's and C's apply. See little.co.uk/spin.
Radio X. The Chris Miles Show.
Oh, you've been joined by a beautiful lady. It's a radio show, actually, Derek. Radio
X. I need to address something that I've addressed many times on the show, and I feel the need to do it again, right, even though I am very aware that what I'm about to say is like screaming wildly into the void of emptiness.
Oh, dear.
Because I am preaching to the converted and being absolutely unheard and ignored by the unconverted, the heathens, the right, morons, the idiots. And there is nothing. I've come to the conclusion there is nothing I can do to help this situation.
Oh.
I have ideas. They would be frowned upon, possibly illegal. But there is a problem in the United Kingdom that needs to be addressed. Nobody is addressing it. It is just happening constantly. It's happening yesterday. It will happen tomorrow. It is happening right now all across the United Kingdom. Oh. And the people involved are oblivious idiots. Right. And the other people who are aware, again, it's like our hands are tied. We've done everything we could possibly do.
Mm.
There is no helping these people.
What's happened?
I did a lot of driving over the weekend because I had lots of gigs.
Yes.
The amount of middle lane hoggers
is now
out of control.
So annoying.
And I know that right now there are people listening to this in their car, on the motorway, in the middle lane. If you're driving on the motorway now, please do me a favour. Look to your left. Is there A, lane to your left? And B, is there a car there? If the answer is yes, then no. Move over!
Yeah, quite right. So
what is wrong with you people? I had a guy driving some of the gigs this weekend. So right, I drove a lot to the gigs, and then I gig and drink, and then they drive to the next hotel.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, fair enough.
His name is Jack. He's lovely. A really nice guy. Bright, intelligent man. Very talented. Good. Friendly. Lovely.
Oh, no.
He's drove in the middle lane!
No.
And
no,
when I questioned him on it,
he goes, but
it was raining. And I'm like, they're all secretly insane!
But it was,
what has that got to do with anything?
It's raining.
The wipers work in the left lane.
Yeah. But it was raining. I'm like, what? You don't get less rain on you if you're in the middle lane.
What was his argument that it's raining?
And then there was, he even got flashed a couple of times.
I'm yes, good.
And not in a good way by a lady.
No,
with
no,
boobs.
Oh, okay.
No.
Hello, me darling. Whee!
It wasn't like that.
When I drive in that time in the morning on the M1, there's hardly any cars around. There's always somebody sat in the middle lane doing about 65 miles an hour.
It is the most annoying thing. And I'm going to say something now. I'm going to say it because I've done my research.
Say it now. Say it.
It's always men. It's
true.
Always men. It's
yeah,
very rarely a woman middle lane hogging.
Yep.
Move
it's
over.
Always men. Mm. And they have no idea what they're doing. There are signs. They even now put signs up, don't hog the middle lane.
Yeah.
I think these morons look at it and go, drive in the middle lane. Okay. Oh, well, I am, yeah. It's these idiots around me that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I know there are people listening right now who are in the middle lane. Look to your left. Is there a lane there?
Yes.
Is there a car there? No. Move!
But
do you ever find that people pass you in lane 3 and then move in front of you and then move into the inside lane?
Oh, I've noticed that, yeah.
That's because of you!
But it's raining.
It's raining. It's safer to drive in middle lane, though. What are you doing? Driving with your feet whilst knitting? No, it's safer to drive at middle lane. Why? Well, you know, just in case what? I don't know. Mm. Yeah, you don't know because you're stupid, that's why. So this song is a great song, and if you're in the middle lane right now, it's not for you. Fact. And if you're driving in lane 1 or 3, congratulations and have a lovely day. No, Chris, I'm in lane 3 because there's an idiot in lane 2. Okay, all right. Anyway, rant over, these are the lightning seeds. Shabba.
Lost in the Milky Way, smiling empty sky. Wait for the moment, a million chances may all collide. I'll be the guiding light, swim to me through stars that shine out, and call to the sleeping world as
Seeds playing at Radio X. And the Life of Riley. I knew we'd get a reaction on the text about my middle lane hoggers on the road. Spike.
We've pretty much crushed the system.
Yes. And 99.9%. Wow. In fact, I've not actually seen one saying, yeah, but actually, the reason why, because I genuinely believe that people who drive in the middle lane have no idea. They're probably in the middle lane now, chuckling, going, oh, Morsey's having a rant.
I know.
And blissfully unaware that they're in the middle lane.
They are oblivious, aren't they? It's so annoying.
And let me read out some messages very quickly before letters. What about people who sit in lane 3 but aren't actually overtaking? Yep, I met loads of these over the weekend. So let's say a car in the middle lane is doing 65 miles an hour.
Oh,
somebody will pull out into lane 3 doing 65 miles an hour and or 64. And you're there in lane 3 going, move. Either go faster than the car you're overtaking, because otherwise you're not overtaking it, or just stay where you are. No, they're oblivious as well.
It's so annoying that.
You're driving in lane. I like to try and drive in lane 1, and then there's someone in the middle lane, and I'm like, right, I'm going to go past them, and then I'm in lane 3.
Yeah.
And then there's somebody else in the middle lane, because the middle lane is always full.
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody in the middle lane decides, oh, this person in front of me is too slow. I'll pull out into lane 3. I'm doing 70 miles an hour. Mm. They're doing 65.
Yeah.
And they'll just pull out in front of you. Then you have to put your brakes on. And they're like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Yeah. Unaware that there's car behind them.
I can feel myself getting really stressed now.
It's not just the UK. It happens here in Oz too, says Dave, who's in Australia. Welcome to our world, Chris. Try driving an articulated truck on a 3-lane carriageway. We can't pass them on the 3rd lane. Everyone else on the road is an idiot. My driving instructor told me that over 30 years ago. Do you know what? He was right.
Yeah.
There's Andy, the Northeast trucker. You're right.
Truckers generally are the best drivers on the road. That's what I was always told. Yeah.
Chris, they're basically manspreading using their cars, says Helen.
Do you know what, Helen? I think you're spot on.
Chris, I was driving back from seeing the Scissor Sisters on Sunday. And on the motorway, 12:30 at night, there was only one car. Guess where they were? In the middle lane doing 60.
Oh, no. So annoying.
Can you get a fine?
It's illegal.
It is illegal.
To hog the middle lane. Yeah. You should be able to.
They flash the signs up on the screens, on the information screens. Yeah. Don't hog the middle lane.
Definitely.
Josh in Leeds says, I do up to £1,000 a week. Middle lane drivers do my nutting. But these are the kind of blokes, when they go to the loo, they will go to the middle urinal when there's a choice of 3.
Yes.
You're absolutely right. That's what they do.
Letters. We get letters. And the letters all have R.
If you're driving now and you got hands free and you're in the middle lane, and there's nothing on the inside lane next to you, I'd love to know why you drive in the middle lane.
Yeah.
I'd be flabbergasted if it's any other excuse then.
But it's safer. It's safer to drive at middle lane.
The argument they use, these hoggers use, is that I don't have to move the car, basically. I just sit where I am. You don't have to bother about coming in, coming out.
Yeah, it just means everybody else has
absolutely
to move around you.
Idiots.
Morons.
Here's a nice card. Hi,
yes.
Everyone.
Hi.
I turned 40 on Saturday.
Hey.
I've only just sent in the card now. I'd absolutely love a birthday mention, if that's possible. This is Mike in Birmingham.
Oh, not Mike.
I've been listening to you, Chris, since I was at school.
Oh, God.
And he's 40.
Oh, God.
That does work, doesn't it? Jesus.
By way of saying thank you for all the years of entertainment, I wanted to send in a bottle of LPR for you, Chris.
Stop it. Don't do that.
But I saw the price of the LPR, Chris, and I didn't send that. I sent some considerably cheaper fizzy rosé.
Oh.
I'm in a band called Lying for Friends, and we're playing at a punk rock festival in Cambridge on the 31st of May. Be good to see some listeners down there.
Oh.
Mike in Birmingham, thanks again. Love you all. Thanks, Mike.
Happy birthday to you, Mike.
There you go.
Hey, Mike. Hey there, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Guess what, Mike?
It's your birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike. Happy birthday, Mike.
Uh-huh.
Mike. It's your birthday.
There you are, lovely.
Happy birthday, Mike, and good luck with the gig as well. Hi, everyone. We hoped to get these
gifts... Thanks for my drink, by the way.
So. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it? And you got some Freddos as well.
Oh.
We'd hoped to get these gifts to you before Pippa's left, but she's gone now. Anyway, life goes on, it says. This is something for Glastonbury. So who's going to Glastonbury? Chris, you're going. James, you're going to Glastonbury?
Yes. Yeah, Pippa's going to Glastonbury. Pippa's Toby's going, to Glastonbury.
Captain's going.
Captain, are you going?
I'm going.
There you go.
Now, we're not condoning drinking on this show, obviously. Mm-hmm. But these are sachets of tequila and vodka.
Oh,
ooh,
God.
Helpful.
James.
Yeah.
Toby, Pippa, Captain.
That sounds good to me.
There you go. Yeah.
There are probably 100 of them. there's, so silver tequila.
What, like ketchup style?
Basically, they look like sachets of ketchup.
Hey, we can sell these at Glastonbury.
No, you can't sell stuff on site.
So this is from Plush Drinks, who've said, and James, you have not been left out.
We can use the money
to
buy chips and donuts.
Yeah. they've not left you out.
They got a...
What's lovely?
Oh, a fruit shoot.
Got a little fruit shoot for Glastonbury.
Which is nice, isn't it?
I'm not taking that onto site, but thank you.
We were running out of stock and then unable to restock due to missing parts, blah, 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 blah. They had some problems going on. They are fully restocked now, Plush Drinks. We have dropped down, though, to just 71 followers on the formerly known as Twitter, now X thing. Please can you try and get those numbers up for us at Plush Drinks. Help me, Dom Kenobi. That's good. You're my only hope. Thank you very much.
Thank God you said that right.
Totally. I guess they're sort of handy. Well, they're very handy, aren't they? If you're getting a lemonade and you want to put a bit of vodka in it or something, or tequila or whatever, it's a good idea. So that's from John at Plush Drinks.
Which one are they? What's the Insta?
The Insta, this is on X, but they'll be around.
They're on Instagram, Plush Drinks on Insta as well.
Yeah, let's do it on Insta. Plush Drinks. Thanks, John, and good luck.
Plush Drinks Company?
Plush Drinks Company, I think, yeah.
Yeah, looks like them.
So we have a lot, which I will divvy up for all the Glastonbury people. Oh, James, actually. Two fruit shoots.
Oh,
just right on. That's nice, isn't it?
A bit of tequila, wouldn't that be
all right? No, you don't need tequila. Thank you for sending stuff in. Dom at radiox.co.uk, or you can send, a bit like Plush did, through the post to this address.
234.
Dominic Byrne, The Chris Moyle Show, Radio X, 30 Leicester Square, in London. WC2H, 7LA.
Middle Lane Idiots.
The Chris Moyle Show.
We'll be right back.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Skoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
Radio X. You take such pride in your work. You check every teensy detail. You always clear up after yourself. And you leave each customer as happy as a clam. You do all this because it matters. It also matters to Trust a Trader, where millions of people go to find top-notch tradespeople just like you. So if you're ready to build your business even further, apply to join the Trust a Trader professionals. When it matters,
trusttrader.com. When you're setting up a new nest, starting your own flock, or they just keep on growing, get more time to pay with VeriPay. Buy now and pay up to 12 months later. And nothing to pay at checkout. Search VeriPay today. Veri. Let's make it sparkle. Representative 44.9% APR variable. VeriPay credit provider subject to credit and account status by Shop Direct Finance Company Limited, 18 plus.
At Little Dish, we've spent years perfecting delicious, healthy, fresh meals guaranteed to be eaten by kids. Except when you sprinkle cheese on top instead of letting them do it, or if the little dish is served on the red plate or the yellow plate or the blue plate, or when you talk over them, or when they can't wear their Ranger antlers because it's summer and they're in the loft, or on Mondays or on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and potentially even Sundays. Good luck and Godspeed. Little Dish. Healthy food kids love. Find us in the chilled aisle.
What doing?
Washing machine's broken, Moose.
But squeaky.
Don't worry, we'll sort it. Your squeaky dog toy will be fine.
Okay.
He's just having a swim.
A swim?
Yeah, a leisurely swim.
Okay. No worries, squeaky.
poor Squeaky. When life doesn't go to plan, ClearScore can help with personalised loans and credit cards. Download for free now. ClearScore, best friend for your finances. 18 plus, T's and C's apply. ClearScore is a broker, not a lender. Representative APR 29.9%.
Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with five-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
Johnny Vaughan.
Just like humans, dolphins can sound very different depending on where they live. Now a tool's been developed which can track them down by their regional accent.
Oh, what a bite, Northern Ireland.
Oh, you're going to get some there. Yeah. They're so worried about their identity. I bet they argue about, no, that's not what they talk like. Yeah. That's not a proper Scouse dolphin.
That's right.
Do we?
All right there.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
This afternoon from 4.
With Thatcher's Haze, the perfect cider for a refreshing summer.
Radio X. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
Giddy up, cowboys. We're galloping through the show today.
We've not had one text message from somebody saying, I drive in the middle lane, because not one that I've found.
No.
Not one.
And we won't.
Which just shows you, I think they're even unaware that they are middle lane hoggers.
Definitely.
People who just sit in the middle lane when they could be driving in lane one.
Yeah. They always look so oblivious. When I pass them at 85 in the fast lane, you turn around to the middle lane, they're so oblivious.
Yeah.
I don't, obviously.
Kilometres.
Yeah.
70 miles an hour, I've been rehabilitated. All good.
Not one. It's unreal.
Mm.
Somebody's texting saying, those middle lane hoggers are also the same people that stack the dishwasher from the front. Barbarians.
Really? Do people do that?
There are some people out there, Dom. They just live in a different world to the rest of us.
They walk amongst us.
They really do, yeah.
Look, well, so you just put it in the dishwasher, don't you? You start at the front and you move back.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Right, 7:46, Wednesday, Radio X. This is Wet Leg.
Can you catch a medicine ball? Can you catch yourself when you fall? You should be careful. Do you catch my drift? Because what I really want to know is, can you catch these bits? Yeah.
unbelievably good song from Wet Leg, Catch These Fists, and Captain Crabbeard will now shout either Man Down or Level Up. Let's see which one he's going to go for.
Man Down.
There you go. That was very loud. Was that right into the mic?
Oh, was it too loud?
No, it's fine.
Man Down.
Can we have a Level Up?
Level Up.
There you are.
It's very tuneful.
Okay, 83936 is our text number. 83936. Can you text me? What have you seen?
Somebody's just sent a picture. So I imagine this is a picture from the passenger seat, because obviously you wouldn't do it while you're driving. Mm-hmm. Just to wind you up some more, Chris, from Steve in Somerset.
Yeah, let me have a look.
No, no.
Nothing on lane one.
No.
And two cars in the middle lane.
Losers. Oh, look at them.
Nothing in lane one.
Come on, guys.
And two cars in the middle lane. Move over! It is actually fascinating that we've not had one text from anybody going, I'm in the middle lane, or I drive in the middle lane because. Not one. It's like they know they shouldn't do it.
Exactly.
But they do it anyway. Right, 83936. The first one I see, okay? What's the first Now That's What I Call Music album you had? Text now. Go. 83936 in the UK. I'm not going to read out the WhatsApp because it'd be too slow. All right. So, what's the first Now album you had? Now, Dominic and I believe.
I think we've got the same one.
Yes.
Which is Now That's What I Call Music 6.
That's right.
That was our first one.
That was like the pocket jacket.
The pocket thing. One Vision by Queen was the first track on
that's
the
That's right. Yeah. And it also, you know, a lot of the Now albums, they used to put two tracks together. That were similar.
Yes.
So I believe Nick Kershaw's When a Heart Beats is next to Fergal Sharkey's A Good Heart.
A Good Heart, yes, you're right.
I think that's the thing. Right, here we go. All right, so hold on. Let me pause the texts. So, now what's the first one that came in? I'm going to say it's Tom.
Yes.
Tom, I think you were first. Wow, Tom. Now 26. Okay. Let me see. Leave it with me. Good Lord, that makes me feel. Oh, I played this game with a couple of people who were a lot younger than me recently.
Yeah, it's frightening.
It's a horrible game to play. It's a really horrible game to play.
And now it's like music 550 or something.
Now 26. Now, I've got to be careful because. Okay, so I think I've found it.
Okay.
Now, I was saying this morning that I don't think Matt Deberson, our boss, is listening because we think he's off this week.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So let's test that theory and see how many tracks from Now 26, which was Tom's first Now album. Oh my God, the texts have just gone nuts.
Mm.
Let's see how many tracks of this we can play. And if we don't hear from Devo in the next, I'm going to say three tracks, it means he's definitely not listening. So.
Well,
UB40 straight in.
Only fools rush in.
Go on, Mr. Ali Campbell.
But I can hear falling in love with you.
Now, what was track number two on Now 26? Does anybody remember what that one was?
Oh, yes.
Go West.
I was listening to a bit of Pet Shop Boys in the car coming back from Leeds on Monday. It's one of my defaults.
Yeah.
In the car, Pet Shop Boys on Sing Everything.
This was huge, this song.
Now, this will freak you out, Dom. Number three on this album.
Oh, Frankie.
I think it was re-released.
Wow.
And number four.
One night in heaven.
Oh, no.
Is that M People?
Yeah.
Oh, Heather.
Oh, no.
Say her name and she will arrive.
Oh, open the door. Here she comes. Hey, Heather.
Hi, Dom.
Hi, Heather.
It's me, Heather Small. You're playing my song.
Wow, Heather, this is such a great... such a great song, Heather.
One night in heaven.
That's it. How are you generally and stuff? What's going on with you, Heather Small?
No smoke.
No smoke. That's it. That's what you always say.
Wow. You've got to search for the hero inside the field.
That's absolutely what you're going to do, Heather.
I'm Heather Small.
You are?
But the irony is, I'm 9 feet tall.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
Good Lord. What's your favourite M People song, Heather, if you had to choose one?
How can I love you more? Please tell me.
Very good.
Yeah. I just popped in.
Yes.
Do you want anything from the shop?
James, do you want anything from the shop?
Some Ribena, please.
Ribena?
Yeah, and some Bobby Spirals, please.
Please tell me.
Well, I've just told you. Bobby Spirals, please, Heather.
What flavour? What flavour?
Some vinegar, please, Heather Small, from M People.
Please tell me. Oh. I'll be back.
Bye, Heather. See you soon when you're back from the shop.
Please tell me.
You just missed Heather Small.
Oh, I don't think I did.
Just go in the shop for us.
What's after one night in heaven? Let's have a listen to this. From now. Now 26, it is. Stay. Oh, it's eternal. Stay. It's got a... Listen.
Yeah.
There you go.
You need that.
How about this one? Oh, tune. Oh. When this song was in the charts... I didn't know this was Michael Jackson's sample.
It's human nature, isn't it?
Yeah. The next track. Look at this. Woo! Oh, come on.
This is a good year, actually.
Yeah, Devo's definitely not listening. That means I'll get away with doing the rap, which goes like...
Yo, back up now and give a brother room. The fuse is lit and I'm about to go boom. Mercy, mercy, mercy me. My life is a cage, but on stage I'm free. Hyped up, psyched up, ready for wilding. Standing in a crowd of girls like an island. I see the one I want, I said, come here, cutie.
And then I don't do the next bit because it's not aged well.
Yeah, that's it, exactly.
But there you are. Well,
best left unsaid.
That was Now 26.
No message from our boss.
No message from the boss, which means he's not listening. So coming up between 8 and 8.30, the Now game. I'll pick somebody at random who's texted me in the first Now album they owned, and we'll just fly through the first six or seven tracks.
Love it.
A lovely trip down memory lane. Now, this will be scary, Dom.
Go on.
Our first Now album was Now 6.
Yes.
James?
35.
Oh, stop. Give over.
Now, can you remember much about it?
Spice Girls, Say You'll Be There. Peter Andre.
Can you remember what the cover was?
Yeah, it was like a multicoloured rainbow, like, 35.
Okay. Can you remember what track number one was?
On CD one. Was it Spice Girls?
Say You'll Be There.
Or was it Boyzone with Words?
Ooh. That's not a power opener, is it, Words?
No, it's not.
Not really.
Let's have a listen and see what it...
Oh, you're right, James.
This one.
But what was number two? Oh, everybody remembers the track list in the first Now album. Yeah. Come on, what's
number
wrong with
two.
You? That's not good. Oh, my God, it's got Flavour by Peter Andre on it.
Whoa.
Do you know what?
People.
I might be starting to rethink this game. I'm not so sure.
The Chris Miles Show.
Anyway, we'll do that after 8 o'clock. Drama's got your news next. It's 7:57.
The Chris Moyle Show.
With the new all-electric Škoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Radio X.
You're planning a new bathroom, driveway, whole house rewiring, delete is appropriate, and you want it to be bang on, perfection, all that in a bag of chips, also delete is appropriate. You need the Trusted Trader Professionals. Head to TrustedTrader.com and find reputable, reviewed tradespeople in your area who've all passed the Trusted Trader 15-point assessment. The cat's pyjamas. When it matters, Trusted Trader.
TrustedTrader.com. With LV, I can get my car insurance from just £315. Just the price I'm after right now. And if I'm hit by an uninsured driver, I won't lose my no-claim discount. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV. No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at LV.com. 10% of new customers pay £315 or less August 2024 to January 2025. Uninsured driver promise is non-fault accident only. Other vehicle and driver details required. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
Screwfix Sprint delivers from store to door in as little as 20 minutes. Only £4.99. Available exclusively on the Screwfix app. Conditions and geographical restrictions apply. Selected products.
Car owners, you could be owed thousands in compensation. If you bought a car on finance from 2007 onwards, it may have been sold with hidden commissions. My claim group is working hard to help. So, even if you've forgotten your details, make sure you check. Text CLAIM to 86688. My Claim Group is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. Text CLAIM to 86688.
Claims made simple.
I'm always up before the birds and the kids. Good thing Costa Express is always up too. Early starts are easier with great coffee. And if I grab one for Bob, I might even get some decent company. Large cappuccino for the bloke who's half asleep.
Oh, you legend. Now that's a proper coffee.
Should kick in just in time for you to remember which end of the screwdriver to use.
Costa Express. Quality coffee every time.
How would you like to be a WinPlus winner? Enter now to win huge cash prizes and loads more at winplus.co.uk. 18 plus, GB only, T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update next.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
If the boss of Radio X is not listening, we might just be able to get away with the now that's what I call music game.
Oh, yeah.
Totally off-brand for Radio X.
Yeah, but in a really good way, though.
I'll just grab a random text off the screen that is telling us what was their first Now album,
yep.
And we'll just skim through the first, like, 5, 6, 7, 8 tracks. Bring back the memories for you.
Yeah. It's musical education, actually.
Yeah. Unless, by the way, you're under the age of 20, because I'm not playing Soldier Boy.
No.
And, I don't know, whatever.
No.
All the hippity-hip music.
Grow up.
Also, guess what? We got Jackie Chan and Ralph Macchio, the actual Karate Kid, on the show today, and Tim Key. We got the Karate Kid and Sidekick Simon and Jackie Chan on the show today, which is a beautiful random lineup. First of all,